Justices objected to provisions that would have shielded owners of Purdue Pharma from liability. Had the deal gone through, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the state could have received more than $70 million to fight opioid addiction. He says Wisconsin will keep pushing for funding from Purdue Pharma.
So there's going to be further delay before dollars come to Wisconsin. There could also be more inconsistency from state to state in terms of who recovers what.
The scuttled Purdue Pharma deal does not jeopardize more than $750 million already approved for Wisconsin from other opioid settlements. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.